It is Thursday morning. That means we check in with the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. It's our good friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. Thank you for being with us. Heck, January is almost halfway over.
I know. I can't believe it's January 15th. I
keep
saying how that happens.
I keep saying it and saying it this morning, thinking that's someone's going to call me and tell me that has to be wrong. That can't possibly be what's going on. Now, the forecast we just gave you can't possibly hurt your construction schedule over there at Ivy Tech. Give us an update on what's happening.
Great. Yeah, you're right. I mean, things have been really moving along. We're really getting, we're at about the 50% mark, just over 45, close to that 50% mark complete with everything. And, you know, they're really inside, just rocking and rolling, getting things done, getting the walls up. I've heard that the first floor interior wall construction is about 75% complete. And, you know, so they're doing the electrical, the plumbing, the ductwork, and all that good stuff. And, you know, I think about a year from now, we'll be in there 100%. We'll already have our grand opening for that expansion, and boy, it's really awesome. So if anybody wants to come out and take a quick peek,
or hang some drywall.
That's right. We can put them to work. Exactly.
We'll help you.
That's exactly right.
Line the parking lot, whatever it is you can do. You can jump in and help your community. Domo Origato, Mr. Roboto.
Oh, my gosh. Right. I wanted to chat about a couple of things that we're doing on the academic side of the house. You know, one of our things that we do at our campus, we've been doing it for many years, is our service learning project, you know, and it's things that embedded in the classroom where our students are getting real life experience out in the community and different things. And we've got two things that we're actually doing on our campus. We've been doing the robot workshops since 2013, so a couple of years. And it's a great workshop. It's for kids aged fourth grade to 12th grade to all the way through high school. It's every other Tuesday. It's starting January 20th, and it really came from families in the area calling us because you know, we have a great college for kids program. We have a robot course that kids come for, and it's really awesome. And some of these parents and through word of mouth have called us and said, "Hey, we need something for our kids after school." And you know, I credit our dean of the technology school of technology, Kirk Barnes, and his faculty, and the students that are helping with that robot workshop, and they're in there. It's a program that we copied, kind of, I will say, but it's a good thing through Purdue, where students get together to support different things within their classes, and they use what they've learned in the classroom and are helping kids. So these are kids that are having fun with Lego, Mindstorm. They're making robots, and they're having a blast.
Now, how many kids can you fit in this program? Is it something parents need to get on immediately? Tell me about how this works.
Yeah, they really do, because this one is real popular, and we have done this for a couple of years. So we can take about 40 kids, and last year was pretty full. So you've got to get in. You've got to call us as soon as you can to get registered for that. And it's just a matter of giving us some of your information. Now, on the alternate Tuesday, so these programs are every Tuesday. Robotic workshop begins next week at 6 to 8. On the opposite Tuesdays is a science club.
Cool.
And that's where it's really cool. And then this is new. I credit Sarah Cote, and she's in our life sciences building, for organizing this one. Working with our education students, so students who are getting degrees in education are...
teaching.
Right, so they're teaching.
I gotcha.
Creating these concepts and the curriculum and the things that the kids are going to be doing. And this course can take pre-K kids, so pre-K to all the way to senior in high school. Now, the pre-K kids, and then there's a website, and I can get that to you, or you can just call us at 332-1559. The younger kids, we're going to want the parent to attend with the younger kids, but the older kids, of course, can come in. And again, that's every other Tuesday from 6 to 8. So two super cool things related to science.
Now, what do they do? Okay, so at robotics, they're building robots, and science club, what are they doing there?
They're doing all kinds of stuff. They're building catapults, exploring rockets.
Well, you can never have enough catapults lying around.
No, right? And the best part, and I love what Sarah has told us, is that wading into the unknown substance I call kitchen chemistry.
Very nice. Who wants to make drop biscuits? Come on, let's do it. Brownies
exactly
for
right.
Everybody. Well, this is great. And we'll throw the website out there just because we know people deal in that world as well. It's ivytech.edu/Bloomington. Go there and just search youth or click on anything that says youth, and and it'll take you there, or search robotics or science. You'll find it. Excellent. It's not. That's the easiest way to do it, because everybody, for the most part, pops on there. Or you can get, what's the number one more time you can call if you want to get more information quickly?
Okay, you want to call 332-1559.
And that's not going to ring your desk, right?
It might. You never know.
If they forward it on to you, yeah.
Yeah.
That's only on April 1st, right?
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. You're going to have Tiffany Hayes, our director of First Impressions, will pick up that phone and get you to where you need to go.
Coming up Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, yeah. A day on, not a day off. Tell me how Ivy Tech's going to participate in that.
Well, as we've done for many, many years, and not only on Martin Luther King Day, but we've got lots of activities going on. We've got staff, faculty, students working in a variety of different areas. We'll be working with Habitat for Humanity. Something new that we have done, or we're going to be doing, from 12 to 4 at the Showers Building with the Bloomington Community Orchard, bat and bee houses, so kind of helping with that and building those houses and biodiversity for our community and our bats and bees and all of that. There's also a Volunteers for Change in home weatherization, and so this is where people can learn how to go from different homes in the community about and talk to people about home weatherization. So we're going to be doing that, and of course we'll be working with Middleway. There's some new training opportunities there. Middleway needs a lot of help with a variety of different things. So you'll see a lot of our employees and students alike at those different activities.
I'm going to ask you a silly question just so I don't get anybody confused. Ivy Tech open for classes normally on Monday, or how does that work?
We are not open for classes on Monday.
So get out there and
volunteer.
And we're
not open, period.
There right. You go. The doors will be locked, so get out and find your teachers or your folks out there volunteering. So that's a great way to spend that day. That's exciting times.
Exactly.
As well, the John Waldron Art Center always has something going on. What's next?
Oh, so cool. You know, this year we're celebrating the Waldron's 100 years here in Bloomington. So we're doing lots of different things to celebrate that throughout the year. We'll be announcing most of those coming up very, very, very soon. The director of the John Waldron Art Center, Paul Daly, and his team is working on all of those activities, and I think everybody will be really excited. But we did want to talk about one thing that we're doing, and it's a community arts award that we will be giving at one of our events to celebrate that great birthday, 100 years, in March, which will be March 7th. But we are giving out awards, community arts awards, for business award, an educator's award, art advocate award, and a special award, a special citation award. And those nominations, anybody can go out now and nominate themselves or others for those different awards. And then I want to go to the Ivy Tech website, so it's ivytech.edu/Waldron. Or just call the Waldron and ask about, what are you talking about, these community awards?
Do I need to get tickets for this event, or what's going on for March 7th for that ceremony?
The tickets are not on sale yet, but they will be. So we will. I'll talk about it on the radio show. It'll
Ooh,
be in the paper.
I like that.
Yeah, we'll be sending invites out. So we're doing that here very, 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 very soon. We'll get the
Great.
Word out about.
And we'll dovetail that into the big Bob Geldof announcement from last
yes.
week. And obviously, those tickets still available, or are we already gone in 1 week?
No, they're still available. We have a lot of our sponsors, event sponsors and dinner sponsors and things, taken up some of those tables, and individuals as well, buying individual tickets. So you do want to get in as soon as you can, because they are going fast. But Sir Bob Geldof will be here April 30th at the Convention Center. You can go to our Ivy Tech website, O'Bannon, click on O'Bannon, and you can buy your tickets right there. They're $100 per person.
The O'Bannon Institute sells out every year. You've been
That's
warned.
Right.
You've been warned. And speaking of the entrepreneurship program, you're now offering financial aid and have a new certificate going on over there. Again, you can start your business through Ivy Tech. How do you do that?
That's exactly right. Well, you can either call us at the Cook Center at 330-6261. Or come right over to the Cook Center. We're on Liberty Drive, we can help you get registered for these classes. But you're right. Just recently, we got those classes eligible for financial aid. That's a big process that has to happen with the college,
okay.
And then it needs to go to the commission for
right,
higher ed
right,
and all
right.
of that. Got that approved. Well, our classes are full. They're people from all over, from all walks of life, are in these classes and starting those certificate programs. And we're just super excited about what this has really grown into, and it's going statewide as well. So other Ivy Tech campuses across the state of Indiana are adding some of those courses as well. So they're fantastic and taught by extremely knowledgeable people that have been in, you know, that have owned their own businesses and things like that.
Well, it's always exciting times. The semester's up and running and underway. Yep. I always talk when we meet on Thursdays about Ivy Tech does a great job removing hurdles and obstacles of getting in and getting after it. Well, it's January 15th. I must have missed the deadline. I don't have to worry about signing up till next semester. Wrong. You can get in there, right? Tell me how.
That's right. Students need to just come in the door. We will help you. You have until tomorrow, Friday the 16th, to enroll in those 16-week classes. So we are still open for enrollment in those classes. And then in March, we'll start what we call our second 8 weeks. So those will be classes that will go from middle of March to the 1st of May. And you can still get enrolled in those. You can still get financial aid in any of those classes. You just need to
Just need to go.
Get in. Let's go. We'll
just
help
get
you.
Get in. They'll help you out. Give me a phone number to call if I got more information or need more questions or answered.
Okay, 332-1559.
Excellent. Jenny, we appreciate your time. It's always busy. We always appreciate you getting us caught up. And we'll do it again next Thursday.
You got it.
Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. We always have a good time getting caught up and always have tons of stuff going on as well. ivytech.edu/Bloomington will answer a lot of your questions as well, along with the phone number that Jenny gave you. And we'll get caught up with Jenny next Thursday morning.